This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, checking in from Central North Carolina with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. I'll have today's stories coming right up. It's what I enjoy most about this job, the opportunity to visit with farmers, to talk with growers from big operations and small ones who produce every crop imaginable. But there's a common denominator these days. One thing I hear from almost all of you is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns. From Mystic's JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the Mystic JT6 grease to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to help take a little bit of that pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. I am joining you on the broadcast today from North Carolina, the central part of the state, and the storm is crawling in from the coast. As I sit at the microphone, I'm about 120 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, the effects from Hurricane Florence will be felt many hundreds of miles away over the next few days, with some impact of wind and rain as far west as eastern Kentucky, eastern Tennessee, and Ohio. And already, even before Florence moved ashore, the scam artist warnings were out, because we see this every time there's a disaster, whether it's a hurricane in the Carolinas, Florida, or Louisiana, or a tornado in Kansas, Iowa, or Indiana. I call them the scam artists myself, those who prey upon the weak, prey upon folks badly battered by a natural disaster. It's true that many of us these days are very private. We don't get together as much out along the street or out on the front porch as our grandparents did. But it's at times like these we ought to let the guard down a bit, go out of the way just a bit to check on our neighbors, making sure that all is well. And if you see those outsiders coming in, those out-of-state license plates on vehicles that just aren't usually in town, keep an eye out for them. Some may be promising a quick fix for a big problem on a home, but deliver instead shoddy workmanship, or deliver nothing at all. And it doesn't hurt at all to call the police chief or the sheriff to have them checked out. From This Week in Agribusiness, planting of soybeans can start this weekend in Brazil, and many U.S. farmers may be already thinking about their crop mix for next year. Mark Feit of the International Agribusiness Group on our television show this weekend gave me an interview yesterday talking about how next spring U.S. farmers will likely boost their corn acreage 2 to 3 million acres and trim the soybean acreage by 4 to 5 million. Ashby, Minnesota has a grain elevator going belly up. Its board alleges the general manager spent more than $2 million for hunting safaris, taxidermy, and other expenditures. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.